The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zadani Football Friday. Bob Pompeiani in. Bob, why is your head gigantic on that screen and me and Donnie look like little pinheads?
The camera's way too close.
You look great. Don't get me wrong.
I'm scary. I could look at you.
You can watch. Jeez. You can watch on 93.7 The
better?
Fan. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that is better, actually.
Good. Can I kick my feet up then?
Sure. Dude. Josh Miller used to in that very chair.
I got reamed out for doing it when I was over there with Ron.
Ron didn't like that.
I didn't do it. Yeah. I did it because I had a knee issue and I needed to stretch it out.
He didn't like that.
Ron didn't let you stretch.
Well, he didn't let him put his feet. I think feet up on the counter is a bit much myself. I think it's disrespectful.
It's
I agree with Ron.
If this were a dining facility,
sometimes
I would understand
that. Sometimes it is. Donnie's eating his food right over there.
That's his choice. He's taking a risk. You, of course, have all your bacterial.
Oh, he's got it all ready to go.
Stuff ready to clean everything.
What kind of aftershave do you use, Bob?
It's called Xerius. They make a cologne, but also an aftershave.
I use Old Spice, which I really enjoy. Donnie, do you use aftershave?
I look like Yukon Cornelius. No, Joe.
You actually do.
Have you ever found food in your beard? Like, does it get caught up there?
There are times. Well, so what happens, like, sometimes if we'll go somewhere nice, like, I'll throw some beard oil in, and that ends up, like,
repels food.
What does that do, beard oil?
It's a good, like moisturizer for it. You know, kind of like you would use, like, you know, if you use, like, stuff for your skin.
Does your wife like your beard?
She's not my wife yet. We're a couple years down the line here. But yeah,
right, you know what
Sarah does, yes.
She loves
you. Why did I think you were married?
I thought so, too. I've made that mistake a couple of times.
I'm getting there.
It's about time you justified what you've done for the last how many years.
Oh, we're working on that.
If you're willing to go to the beard oil, anything can happen.
But yeah,
if she's willing to accept it, then anything can happen.
She has told me if I ever go clean shaven again that we're done.
Wow.
Wow, that's interesting.
I think more jokingly, but... I do look a lot better with a beard.
I thought the beard oil would repel crumbs, not catch them. I guess I was wrong.
It catches some.
Do you use aftershave?
No. No, I do not.
May I ask why?
I've never tried it.
I honestly also, like, if I do shave, I'll use the electric razor and not really worry about
it. I do too.
Yeah.
Aftershave.
That's a wonderful point.
I'm supposed to use that. I'm on blood thinners, but I don't because it doesn't give a clean enough shave. So I use the blade, but sometimes if I nick myself, I could be bleeding for quite a while.
I get afraid of that too. That's what a staph infection will do in 12 days in the hospital. Any little cut I freak out.
I'm telling you, it does. It's to be taken seriously.
Sometimes the electric razor, though, will give me like a couple of marks. It'll go away after a couple hours, but it'll leave your neck red. How do I not do that? I don't like that.
Wonderful question. Bob will answer it later, but we're taking up your time here, Limits.
Thank you, Bob.
It's time for the Bechtold Breakdown, which also is intergalactically listened to. The 50-minute mark is coming up, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's a Donnie Football Friday, and it's a Bechtold Breakdown.
And we start on December 6th, this Friday, with the Steelers Hall of Honor. The Steelers will honor Jason Gildon, Casey Hampton, Dick LeBeau, Willie Parker in the Hall of Honor class of 2024. They'll be honored during halftime of the game against the Browns. Favorite memory of any of those guys? Take your pick.
Well, I saw Casey last night. He looks great. He's lost a lot of weight, and he's in terrific shape, it looks like to me. I'm going to go with Willie Parker with a 75-yard touchdown run. I can't help but take that play because it still is the longest Super Bowl touchdown run ever. The fact that Starks and Faneca opened up the hole and boom, Fast Willie was off to the races. Nobody's ever come close to that since in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Hampton always one of my favorites. I mean, I was somebody who, when I did play, I was on obviously on both sides of the line. One of the great nicknames, I think, in all of Pittsburgh sports, Big Snack. I mean, he was what you want a nose tackle to be, especially in old school football. The guy was barely 6 foot. I think his height was always generous, like it is with a lot of guys. 6 foot, probably like 330.
No one hated training camp more than Casey Hampton.
Oh, that's true, too. Well, I mean, there was a while he could barely get through that.
Well, I think he enjoyed the fact that Cowher would put him over there on a bike, almost like a sideshow at a carnival. Oh, there's Hampton on the bike, you know, because he violated all the things you were supposed to do.
But it didn't matter. When he was out there, he was just eating up blockers.
You still remember that hit on Eddie George?
Oh, he knocked him out.
Remember that? That was just...
Listen, if we started a football team, we had to play 3-4. And you had a pick of any nose tackle who ever lived. And I got Casey Hampton. I'm sure there have been better ones, but not many. I'd be very happy with that selection. But my memory of those four, as Limits asked for, is Dick LeBeau. Remember talking to him every year at training camp. And he was one of the first guys I did free association with because he knew everything about everything,
oh,
Bob.
He's a smart man.
He's a musician. Yep. He's a guitar player.
And great golfer.
Great golfer. All kinds of things. Just a renaissance man. So that might be my particular favorite one there. Did you know, by the way, Donnie, that you mentioned jogging at training camp, that Colony used to jog with Bill Cowher in the mornings?
Yep.
Really?
Yes. Did you know that?
No, that's pretty... I mean, that's a great campus out there. I mean, I grew up right down the road from it.
Do you remember that, Bob?
A little bit hilly,
absolutely,
though.
Absolutely.
Were media people jealous when Colony would take off with Cowher a jog?
He wanted to go. Jim always wanted to be up early and did it, and Cowher did it, and so I'm sure they invited him in, and they did it as a routine. And I'm sure Colony had his share of Bill Cowher, get your butt moving, what are you doing?
No doubt. No doubt. Next.
Did you know that TJ Watt leads Myles Garrett in every major category since they both came into the league in 2017? Watt with more sacks, more quarterback hits. Tackles, Watt has over 100 more. Tackles for loss, Watt has almost 20 more. Forced fumbles, Watt has 12 more. Fumble recoveries, 7 more. 7 interceptions, Myles Garrett with 0 interceptions. And TJ Watt with 48 passes defense in his career. Only 16 for Myles Garrett. Does Myles Garrett have an interception in this game? But how do you take away from these numbers? Is there anything that significantly stands out to you, Bob?
Significant in that he's much better than Myles Garrett. And I say much. People nationally do have this thing where they put him up. I don't know what kind of metrics people look at, and there are a lot of different ways you can break them all down. But ultimately, it's about what you do in those moments. And I think TJ Watt has bested him in every single one of those categories.
It's tough for me to say he's much better, Bob. I give him the edge.
They're both great.
I give him the edge.
But I'm saying that.
I do. But much better, I wouldn't say that.
Did you hear those statistics?
I know. But when I look at both players.
What defines much better? I mean.
It's more than just a little better. It's much. I think if you asked every offensive tackle who ever had to go against them, that would be the most interesting vote of all.
Yeah, I'm sure. Especially if you're just willing to say it and you don't have a tie to either team. Just what it's like to go against both.
Yeah, that would be a great story.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought maybe in individual games, like a couple of weeks ago, Myles Garrett plays one of his best games and TJ Watt is really nowhere to be found. But more often than not, this is a T.J. Watt one-sided affair for me.
It is, but I'll say this, Donnie. Last year in Cleveland, Garrett set the tone with that huge hit on the goal line early.
Oh, he said it this year, too, I thought.
This series is swinging just a tiny bit here. They could be If they win this game, and I don't think they will, I think the Steelers are going to blow them out, and I think Watt's going to get four sacks. I do. But if the Browns win, it'll be the first time in their history since they came back that they've won three in a row.
I think people also will try to make the argument that the like defensive schemes are a little bit different, and that's why Garrett's numbers may be down, but he's the better player because he's more of a defensive end in a defense that usually features four guys across the front, whereas Watt is always, almost always, a stand-up guy out on the edge. Now, I understand that that's part of it, but I don't think the gap should be that wide with some of their numbers.
I agree. TJ Watt, to me, is the better player. He is over the course of his career. But, man, it was real clear the other night in Cleveland who was the best player, and I think that TJ wants to win, number one. He talked about that this week, and he's a team guy. We know that. But every athlete thinks about that. Every athlete thinks about who are the other greatest at my position, and I want to be better than them.
Those aggravator Twitter accounts from like the ML football and all that.
Dove Kleiman.
Yeah, they put out a bunch of odd things, but I thought this one was cool. From the New York Times, Willie Colon said that Steelers coach Mike Tomlin saved his life in 2010, saying, quote, "He saved me. I was in a deep depression, drinking and doing God knows what. He let me travel with the team, which saved me. I love football so much. He saved my life." And, you know, thinking just how much, you know, Tomlin is, we see him at Hard Knocks. We hear about just the way that players want to go and play for the Steelers and play for Tomlin. Do we give Tomlin enough credit for, like, what he means to the players?
Well, I think that's the one thing that separates him mostly, and I know people are going to still harp on playoff wins until he gets it, and that's true. But at the same time, the you know, what you saw on Hard Knocks could be a selling point for Mike Tomlin to any free agent who might want to come here. When you hear people talk about how he invests in those guys, he's interested in making them great players, yes, but also more productive people. And, you know, if you're a player, that resonates with you. And so I think that's one of the best things about Mike Tomlin. Does he have to do a better job with maybe hiring assistant coaches? Sure. Does he have to win bigger games? Sure. Clock management? All coaches have these kinds of issues. But that's the one thing that he takes, I think, very seriously, his relationships with those guys beyond the football field.
I also thought, and I was just looking at this, and apparently I've been proven wrong, I thought that Colon was still on the team. You said 2010?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently not. I thought he was on the team and just got hurt. Because then they traded for Flozell, the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Flozell.
Yeah, big Flozell Adams. That was a good move back when they made it. I mean, he was an old man playing out at right tackle, but he did fine. Yeah, I guess Colon wasn't on the team. So, I mean, that actually makes me even think it's even more impressive what Tomlin did there, like what Austin just said, according to Willie Colon. Because here's a guy who's not even on your roster anymore, and you're that concerned about his current well-being.
Absolutely, and couple things I've never questioned with Mike Tomlin. That is how good of a person he is, how good of a leader he is, and his passion for his craft. But the unfortunate part here is, again, if they don't at least put in a competitive effort in a playoff game, it'll be 8 years without coming anywhere near winning a playoff game. That's lifetimes in the NFL.
And so, that includes with Ben Roethlisberger at your
quarterback
spot.
It's time. But no, those aspects, I don't necessarily think they're underrated, although that was a great story by Mike DeFabo. I forget who else in The Athletic that wrote it from a bunch of former players' perspectives. A great story.
Point State Park is getting a big upgrade, guys, as the city gets ready to host the 2026 NFL draft. So PA is investing $3.4 million to spruce up the park. There's going to be improved walkways, lighting, and improvements to the fountain. And it's all in preparation for the 2026 NFL draft and the 250th celebration of America. Do you think that there should be portions of the draft in 26 held at the point? Because a lot of it's supposed to be on the North Shore.
How do you improve the fountain, Bob?
Well, I'm sure you can improve the water flow, number one.
If that's the water can shoot higher, 10 feet higher.
It can shoot higher. It can spray. It can do different things. There are techniques.
They can do a whole water show.
They can do a water show. How about like the Bellagio? Can have it in the fountain. If you're going to spend $3.4 million, you may as well go all out.
That would be amazing now that I think of it.
And then, the Point State Waters, Point State Park Waters. Let's go.
We're going to be swimming in that thing.
This is a down payment on what they're going to bring into the city economically in 2 years. they have
Bob,
to do stuff
like
this.
With that so far? Has anybody asked you to be host certain things?
A couple things, but we'll see. I mean, it's still very like things. They're going to have stuff at Point State Park. They're going to have stuff on the North Shore. They're going to have stuff all over the place, from what I understand, and that's a good thing. They're going to show off the city as best they can. They're going to get people from all over, and it's going to be huge for the city in terms of revenue.
Have you done any of those New Year's Eve things?
I used
things?
To do them all the time, yeah.
Did you like doing
first
that?
Night? Yeah, I did.
First night.
Yeah, but then the last few years, the marijuana got to me, man.
Marijuana got to you?
Too much of it.
Is that what he said?
I didn't smoke, and I'm talking about inhaling it from around.
Secondhand smoke.
And I asked the one officer, I said, let me ask you something. If I go home and I'm pulled over and I smell like marijuana, but I didn't smoke, am I still liable for this? Do I? He laughed. He said, no, you'll be fine.
So, wow.
But I mean.
This took a turn, Donnie, didn't it?
It's just one of the, you know, they still do it and they do a nice job with that stuff. It's fine. You got the ball, the future ball of Pittsburgh raising to the top instead of dropping, it goes up. And they have good entertainment there too.
Have you called the actual?
I do the 10 count.
Dropping of the ball or the raising of the ball? Does the ball go up or down?
It goes up.
And you've called that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to start watching that more. Screw Seacrest. I don't need to watch him.
Well, yeah, see, that's your competition. That's a tough thing. But I see from a local point of view, we do get good viewership because we always would televise it. And there are people who want to see what's going on in the city of Pittsburgh with local talent. And that's
Donnie,
that
have you ever seen a ball dropping?
What, like live?
Right. Yeah, on New Year's
would
Eve.
Would you go if you had to go to New York, let's say? Sounds like a lot of work just
I'm
to get down there.
I'm more interested in Pittsburgh right now.
See,
I'm just asking. From a lot of people who do that, I don't
I
know.
Would time, never
the
do
Times
that.
Square one, no. Yeah, I've also heard you basically have to wear like an adult diaper.
You got to get there.
You would never find the bathroom, and that's not good.
Everybody there is in diapers?
No, you could be. You're not going to find an outhouse available.
No, the first shot every year, my wife and I say, that looks like the least enjoyable place to be on the planet right now.
You'd lose your spot. Where would you find a bathroom?
Would you wear a diaper, Donnie?
No, but I think, I'm sure there's people
you came
that
into this world with a diaper, you will leave
I'm
this
go
world
out
with
of it
a diaper.
If we take Donnie there, we can take him around in a stroller with a baba and
a beard.
A diaper
be
and a beard.
He'd
yeah.
be the oldest, youngest beard baby I've ever seen.
It'll be like the circus.
He gets a binky at noon. Donnie in his high chair eating little mashed peas during the performance.
Did you eat mashed peas or did you like squash?
I'm sure I did.
You know, you were forced by your parents to eat just about whatever they wanted to give you.
On the note of the draft, though, I am really excited for that. Like, there's going to be people that are, like, annoyed that it comes to the city. But, I mean, it's going to boom economy-wise, which is very good.
I'm glad about, yeah.
Plus, I mean, me individually, like, I hope that I can be some sort of part of that. Like, I would hope that the powers that be here, that 2 years from now we do some sort of live show from somewhere down there when we do our draft coverage that night like we do
I just want to be alive 2 years from now. That's all I care about.
Hey, before that, though, there's U.S. Open. You know, that's coming up before that one.
I want to do
a
show there and at least
hit
on
the big event.
Can we hit it, Oakmont?
You keep asking these things.
Please get us set.
Your hookup's right here, Joe.
I have a friend who texted me the other day after listening to our show.
Really?
Yes.
What'd he say?
I'll show you afterwards. His name is Greg. He's a good man, and he made something available that I think would not have been made possible except for your begging.
Yeah.
I mean, it just became...
Never too proud to beg.
This is like Christmas morning for Joe.
I want to see you stand on the tee with, like, Dustin Johnson.
So do I.
And hit after him.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I'm going to heckle those guys.
You're
going to
be like
wait.
Caitlin Clark when she shanked one left and right into somebody's...
Did you see that? It was a line shot right over somebody's
head. She didn't even, like... I would have been flinching. Like, oh, my God, what did I do to you? But she put another ball down, took a mulligan, and swung again. She didn't even care.
She said, sorry. And then she put a ball down and hit again. Yeah. I'm glad for all the businesses. I'm glad that it's coming here. But the actual, like, the draft being in Pittsburgh out of 0 to 10 excitement meter registers a 0 for me.
Boo!
A 0? Yeah, I couldn't care less about the draft.
That's terrible. You're no fun.
I mean, you watch it, though, right?
First round, yeah.
Really?
First round, yeah.
I love the draft.
Oh, I'm a nerd with
it. I think it's
I'll watch all
very
3 days.
Revealing. It's like the dating game. You don't know what's coming, who's behind door number 3, 2, or 1, and you get to, you know, you're going to make a pick.
I think it's the most overhyped sporting event in America.
Credit the NFL for that. They know how to market.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
They're an absolute monster.
Next thing you know, we'll get the combine here and have a bunch of guys running around in their underwear.
I bet you that's, you bring that up, I don't know if you did it facetiously or not.
I did.
I know it's been in Indianapolis, but why not move that thing around too? If you're going to start moving grass, it used to be New York City only. Now it's everywhere.
You can
Why wouldn't you have people coming in watching these things? If that's what they watch, poker on television, they watch cornhole, they watch whatever they watch. You don't think people would watch? They do it now.
You can narrate.
I watch it.
I won't. But you could narrate balls dropping there too, Bob. Everywhere.
You can.
I think they should have draftees come down on the incline, and then once we get to like the fourth pick,
that
it'll break down.
That would be incredible. Oh my God, have like Roger carpet, Goodell. They could hug Goodell at the top of the incline, then they ride down together with Goodell.
Except we'll get four picks in, it'll be closed for service.
Exactly.
Does PennDOT run that too?
I'm still ticked off at them from the Taylor Swift show. Did I tell you about that?
At PennDOT?
I don't know about PennDOT. Whoever runs that thing, they acted like it was any other night.
Oh, the incline.
Yeah, I wanted to go back up. I parked my car at the top of Mount Washington. And they closed it at midnight, the same as ever. I'm like, I knocked on it, and the guy's like, oh, no, we're shut down. I said, we just had the biggest event in the history of the city. Could you stay open for 10 more minutes?
There's people still. Stark Raven mad at that point, I can imagine.
I left them a blistering phone message that night. A blistering phone message. Limits, what's next?
All right, two more. Big Ten Championship, Oregon, Penn State. Who do you have, Bob? And Nick Costos said that he has Penn State right now because this is not actually that big of a game, which I kind of disagree with him on.
I do, too, because I think you get an automatic spot and in 1 week off. I think there's a lot riding on it as it's currently constituted. I know, Joe, you don't want to do anything with championship games, but they're here and they're now, and that means they're important. So I think Penn State's it's 3.5 points. I expect a really close game. I do. I think Penn State could be up for this, but Oregon's talent is very significant to me. So I would like to see Penn State cover in a close game, but Oregon to win.
Now, this was just meant for Bob, though, right? Because we're making our pick on this.
You guys can give any opinion that you'd like.
We can
talk about
it. Sure, we can. Of course, Donnie. What was the question? Who do we want?
Who do you want?
Yeah, well, he more so asked Bob. I don't know if that's just because he was leading off.
Just
because
Bob has been going first,
I mean, to me, it's another test of a big game opponent for James Franklin, and it's another opportunity if you're pro Penn State to finally see the guy get it done, or if you're anti Penn State, you're thinking, well, it's a big game, James Franklin. We know how this one's going to go, and it's
I've been
not
thinking
good.
Of ways to numb myself for the rest of my life, the way the world is and everything else. I'm looking at Madden right now. So I'm thinking of getting back into video game addiction and just sitting down there and having 16-game seasons, Donnie. What do you think?
I think you could stream that, too. Maybe,
Bob, do you play video games?
I used to. I don't. No. I have a hard enough time. I was engaged in a couple of fantasy football leagues. I won 1 year, and I figured walk out on top, and I've never done it since. And I don't want to do it. So it's too much work.
I want to play, Donnie. I'm getting the itch to play video games, but really the itch is just to disappear and never return.
I mean, I don't even play a whole lot. I mean, Pomp's the busiest guy in the city of Pittsburgh, so I can understand him not having time. But, like, I barely...
Well, we could put headsets on and play each other even though you're at your house, right?
Well, we have to have, like, the same system, or we have to have the newest version.
I'll buy you a system. I'm really interested in numbing myself forever.
You know how much it costs these days?
I don't care. Anymore.
They're like $500.
He does more reads than anyone here, so he has no problem with finance. I can tell you that.
He just did like 12 during that last break.
To answer your question, I don't care who wins. I don't care about the game either.
Oh, come on.
But thank you for asking.
You get on me for not making predictions sometimes. We're asking you to make one and you back out.
He said, who do I want to win?
That's a prediction.
Well, Joe, they see him every week. They know what they're capable
of. Coaches know these guys better than me. I don't know. I guess I want Penn State to win. I have a family who loves Penn State. My stepson and his wife met at Penn State. They just had a granddaughter. Well, they had a daughter. It's my granddaughter and everybody else's granddaughter. So, yeah, I want to see them happy, Bob. I'd like to see Penn State win. What do they get out of it if they win?
I mean, they're going to pretty much get the top seed and a bye.
A bye. It's important. One less game to worry about.
But it would be no home playoff game. And then finally, Pitt Volleyball starts the NCAA playoffs this weekend. Do we think Pitt has a realistic chance to win the national championship?
Yes.
A realistic chance? Yes. They're ranked number one in the country, and they've been to 18 Final Fours in a row. What kind of question is that, Limits?
Yeah, but they haven't been to the championship game yet. I think they're going to go and win it all, but do you?
Well, I mean.
A better question is how many sets will they lose along the way?
I wouldn't be that confident. They're going up against some serious.
And they already have. I'm asking
serious
you,
competition.
Okay, how many sets will they lose along the way?
Assuming they get to
assuming,
the final?
Yeah, they.
Okay,
because
once,
they, win
get,
it
once
all.
They get in the final four, you're going against teams
that.
With seven footers practically and
I'm
things
still
like
asking
that.
Asking the question, how many sets will they lose? Because the tone of the season has been they don't lose sets. They went through the first 15 matches, I think.
For sure. They're unbelievable, by the way, and I have tickets to the games today and tomorrow, and I'm quite happy with that. Would you like to go, Bob?
You know, I was going to go, but I have to read tonight.
Call in sick.
At Kennywood. It was the night before Christmas with my daughter, Selena. So we
Man.
Do that every year.
Donnie, do you want to go to the volleyball games tonight?
Well, Sarah and I do have dinner plans. This is my first free Friday middle of August.
I would shave, and she won't want to go out with you. So yeah, that's it. Now you have a free night.
Then you'll be free. Limits, do you want to go to the games?
I would love to go to the games, but I'm announcing basketball.